It's a movement for kids and by kids, started after a gunman shot 17 people to death at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida on Valentine's Day. Across the U.S., students, parents, teachers, and other activists took to the streets to demand policymakers implement stricter gun control measures.
The school in Florida where this happened is very similar in demographic and in financial income as the town that I live in. And to see that something like that could happen in a town that's just like mine is really scary for me as a student.
Some in the crowd urged protesters to think about gun violence from different viewpoints.
We're just saying that black children, Black Lives Matter, and when we're being killed in schools, the country should be just as upset as they are now.
Meanwhile, on the West Coast, in Oakland, California, young protesters joined older ones.
Saying no to racism.
Some had personal experiences with gun violence.
At the very beginning of my women's health career, the clinic where I worked, which was a Planned Parenthood in Brookline, Massachusetts, had a shooting. Four people were killed and more were injured. My colleague Shannon Lowney died. And that was now 23 years ago and counting. And there's been zero progress and, in fact, possibly regression on this issue.
Not everyone agrees, however, with the aim of the march.
You know, the right to own firearms is a right enshrined in our Constitution, and I feel like this march is not going to solve anything. That by banning the semi-automatic weapons that they are trying to call for being banned isn't going to reduce gun violence. It's just going to take away the rights of law-abiding citizens.
But for those participating in the event, they hope the momentum continues.
A lot of the kids that are planning this event and events all around the country are high school students and young people like me. And, you know, people this age are going to start voting in the next few years, and they'll be voting in the next presidential election and every election after that. And then they'll start running for Congress. And, you know, that's when this movement is really going to start to take shape, I think.
Celebrities performed at and attended the rally, and Marjory Stoneman Douglas students spoke, including a speech by senior Emma Gonzalez that included 6 minutes and 20 seconds of silence, the length of February's shooting. Jill Craig, VOA News, Washington.